Good afternoon. The time is 1:00. Pardon me, 1:01. We are going to come out of recess. We do have a quorum for our Government Operations Committee meeting. And we have one item left on our agenda, and that is an update from Ms. Susan Barrow on our census that was completed. And Ms. Barrow is here. Thank you so much for being here today. And you have the floor, my dear. Let me give you a little bit of a, you have to push the button on the right, apologize, and when this is green, then you know that you're live, and then when you're finished, you just.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you guys for having me. Two topics I'm gonna talk about today are the challenges that we faced conducting the census, and then where we're at right now, our current status. So the challenges that we faced are in two topics, the gift card mailouts, and then the census responses. So in regards to the gift card mailouts, we mailed out 1,800 letters with $100 gift cards. One thing that we didn't expect is the amount of returns that we received. So out of the 1,800, almost 450 envelopes were returned back to us. And that included, each one of them had a $100 gift card in each one of them. So 450 came back. And two blankets. Now the reasons these were returned, there's various reasons, but the top one is members did not verify their address with membership department. And because they didn't, they filled out the census, they did what we asked them to do, except the last part, which was to go to membership, take 5 minutes, update your membership information, and you'd get $100. So 450 came back because of that. Another reason was forwarding the mail to the post office. So if you moved and you went to the post office, said, if I'm forwarding my mail right here, that expired. And it's only good for a year unless you go back and say, hey, I want to forward my mail again. So that expiration had expired. And once again, they didn't contact membership department to update their address. And so those got returned back to us. And then there were several that just were, that came back and on the envelope, it would just say from the post office, just say unclaimed. And unclaimed for one reason or the other, like the person wasn't there at the time the mail was delivered. And on the envelope itself, it tells you how many times the postman or the worker went to the house. I don't know what they're called. Mail carrier. It would tell you on the envelope how many times they made an attempt to that house. And so I kept all the envelopes because every once in a while I would get calls saying, hey, you know, I never received it. What's the status? So I kept all the envelopes. I'd look at the envelope and I'd say, okay, they made 3 attempts to your house and here are the dates. And so those came back. But another thing that I would do is if an envelope came back to me, and I got a call from that particular member wanting to know the status of their envelope, if I still had that because it came back to me, because in the beginning, I would get 20 to 30 a day at a time. And so it took me a while to get a process going on how to mail those back out. And I would just go down the list. If I received no contact from anybody, I went down to the next person on the list. If I did receive a call from that person and I had the envelope, I would go, okay, yes, I do have your envelope. Here's your address. And they go, oh no, I moved. And I go, okay, will you call membership department and you change your address right now and I'll mail it back out to you. And then that's how I'd work with them. And so that was a bit, I kind of knew that we would have issues like that, but I didn't know the amount because that first week, every day I'd get like 20 or 30. And it was a lot. So that was the challenges I faced with the gift card mailouts. The second one were the census responses. So the total responses that we received was 4,583. Okay. And one thing that confused a lot of people is just because it's responses does not mean that's how many people are in the household. That got people confused because they thought just 4,583 people, members, filled out the census, and that's all we counted. That's not true. So after removing the duplications, deceased members, children under 18, and non-Osages, the total responses was 3,931. So that's 652 that I removed. And what would happen that I noticed was that it was open for 2 months. In that first week, we had a lot of people respond. So if they responded the first week, you know, right at the very beginning of the census, and then we kept going, promoting it, sending out flyers, that kind of thing, fill it out, just in case you didn't, a person that filled it out at the very beginning would forget they filled it out and fill it out again towards the end before it closed. And so having to go through all of those, I had to remove 652. So completed responses as of right now is 3,606, and partial responses is 325. The completed was 3,606, and partial responses was 325. And I kept the partials in the count because they filled it out but didn't fill it out all the way. The data that they did fill out is still important to keep, and we need to track that. Does anybody have any questions in regards to the challenges? The current status of where we're at right now is, now that I have the responses have all been cleaned up, I'm currently working on the data itself and developing the final report. So I'm really excited about that. I'm also getting requests from departments and secretaries wanting to, they have questions they need answers for, and they're wanting the data from the census. So the whole purpose of the census is to provide them the data. They're already reaching out to me to try to get that information, which is really good. So we are in a pilot project with the Census Bureau. The MOA is still in progress. So as far as the Osage Nation side, we've reviewed it. We had AG review it, and we've returned it back to the Census Bureau so that they can answer some questions and kind of edit on their side and provide it back to us. Keep in mind that the Osage Nation is the first tribal nation in the United States to participate in this pilot project. And the pilot project's called Tribe Admin Records Exploratory Pilot Project. And what we're hoping to accomplish from this is for the Census Bureau to acknowledge that instead of having the Census Bureau be the census where Department of Education goes to, Department of Health goes to for data, they'll come to us as the Osage Nation because we can conduct our own census more often and have accurate numbers. And so that's what this pilot project is to accomplish, and so we're working on the MOA on that. Another thing that it kind of surprised me is I'm getting requests from other tribal nations on how we conducted our census, the process we took to develop, deploy, and they're wanting the report once it's completed. I've gotten requests from the Kiowa Nation, and I've also gotten requests from tribes over in New York, and they're wanting to know how we did our process, you know, how long it took, what did we do, you know, what are the categories we selected, how did we reach out to our departments to try to get their needs and try to meet their needs with the census. So that has surprised me, that the reach out from other tribal nations to us to help them is only growing. Another exciting item that's come out of the census is in April, I'm going to be a speaker at this year's Tribal Self-Governance Conference and in Arizona. I'm going to speak about the Osage Nation census, the challenges we faced working with the Census Bureau to be on the pilot project, and what we're hoping to accomplish from our census. So that's pretty exciting, because then it's in a, like a larger platform to get other tribal nations to know what we're doing with the census, because not every tribal nation has a census or can conduct one, because it does take a lot of time, it does take a lot of effort, but if we can make that easier for them and smoother for them, then I'm all for that. Any questions? I'm done.
Yes, I do. Okay, Congresswoman Rivard, then Congressman Saylor.
Okay, thank you, Susan. So I hear you're saying that you're working on the final report. Mm-hmm. My first question is, when will that be done?
So one good thing about the software that we use, the majority of the charts and graphs are already created based off the software. So right now, for me, I would give myself 2 months to have it figured out what I want to include, how I want it to the report to look like, and then I can forward it on to our communications department so they can actually build the report. So I've given myself an estimated timeline of 2 months.
Okay, but that was what you said that when you reported last time.
And that's why I put the challenges first.
Yeah.
Because those were unexpected. I did not expect the amount of mail out or the mail returns, and I did not expect the amount of duplications, the amount of effort and time that I would need to go through all the responses for them.
If I may continue, do you need help? Is this because it's too big for you and you didn't realize that? Was that a challenge too? Like, are you the only one that's actually doing this?
I am currently the only one working on this, so that is another challenge. What I'm working on as well as I go through this is when we do another one in the next 5 years, I've already started to be proactive. So I've already started working on that census and what that census is going to look like. And then I'm going to suggest building a team for this, because you need a team to actually go out and do the group that's totally dedicated to the census.
Well, we had talked about that and offered, you know, whatever you guys need.
Right.
Well, we'll give it to you to roll it out, because I can't even imagine doing a census and there's only one person that's doing this. I was hoping that we had utilized a company too. I thought that maybe like we did with the strategic plan, that it would be third party. I see that you guys are advertising for another assistant right in your office. That would be just one thing. And the reason why I really wanted to be able to use this data for CIJO, you know, to help us find out what are the needs of our households, because again, we don't really know.
Correct.
And so I also suggested yesterday to the gaming board that they reach out to you on some information that they needed. And I said, well, we've got a census, you know, that we've completed. So 2 months is what you're saying, that it'll be done, like the report will be at Congress and we can see and
yes,
use it. 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because right now, because the software already has the charts and graphs and it's already, the responses are cleaned up, it's going to be a lot easier just to pull that information and just put it into a report.
Okay, so that's going to take us 2 months to do?
Pulling it and developing it so it's in a format where it's easy to read and understand, and then having people review it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting double lights here. That's what, give me a second here.
Go ahead.
Okay. So to add on to that, because that was part of my question, what Jody was asking, you have the raw data.
Mm-hmm.
It's graphed. So these programs that are asking for information right now, are you going ahead and supplying them with at least the raw data?
Yes.
And I think that's where the casino would be too. So
correct.
I just wanted to follow to keep them from having to wait for the analysis part.
Right. No, absolutely not. And I let them know what data that is available for them right now. And then I kind of branch off of that saying, okay, well, we also have this. Do you guys need this? Do you guys want this? You know, so I give them more than what they ask for.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. So knowing that several of us were looking forward to using that information for upcoming session, can we have the raw data?
Yeah. If you let me know what kind of information that you're needing, I can supply that to you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So, Miss, just 1 second. I have a question about the raw data because, I mean, like, we all like data. You know, I mean, it helps us to make decisions. So when you're calling it raw data, who has deciphered? So you went through and took all the duplicates out.
Mm-hmm.
And or do you have a software program that did that, or do you do that manually?
So some of them, for the majority, I did it manually, which is why it took a little bit longer, because sometimes what would happen is one person would do a partial 3 times, and then you'd have to go through each one of those partials to see which one has the most data, and then that one's the one you keep and you remove the other two. Sometimes what would happen is within the software you'd have one member do a partial and then complete, like in the beginning, or like the first one would be a partial because they're just seeing what questions are being asked of the census, and they're going, oh, I need to get my membership card, I don't have that. So they would start a census, kind of type in their membership card, and then they go, oh, I need more information that I don't have. And the way the software is built is if you leave that survey, you'll have to start another one. So then I would have two with the same membership number. One would be a partial because they started it, and then the other would be a complete.
Because it's not saved.
Yeah.
Right, and there wasn't any way for it to be
saved.
Correct. Okay. So looking at raw data, because you manually extrapolated everything that needed to come out of it, not saying that you didn't do it correctly or, you know, I'm not saying that. Was there another set of eyes also looking at it? Because when you look at raw data, you have to be careful that if there's always checks and balances.
Correct.
And so was there a second set of eyes that possibly looked at it for a double check? And I'm just thinking of quality is why.
Correct. And so there wasn't a second set of eyes, but what I had done was when I had pulled the raw data, I put it in an Excel sheet. And so then you could see, I have a comments column. So then you would see for this particular membership number, here are all the responses that are associated with that. So you could pull up one membership number and then you can say, oh, response ID number, this and this and this correlated with this. This one was a partial, this one was a complete. Or if there was something wrong with the date of birth or the state or something, then I would add that into the responses so that you can see on each one of them that I had the duplications for, you could see that in the comments that there is a comment for that, so they're both associated with it.
So when you mentioned the date of birth, did you mean like they put their wrong, they accidentally put the wrong number for one of the numbers?
Sometimes they could be transposed. And then you'd have to look at that. Membership would catch that.
Okay.
And then they would let me know, hey, this is a wrong membership number. And then I'd look in CRM going, okay, it looks like they just transposed the number. You know, and then that's what I put in the comment.
So is it your plan, and when you mentioned earlier about talking about how you're already planning and being proactive for your next go round, knowing what you went through. I went through something like this. When you get accredited at a facilities or whatever, it's not necessarily the same thing, but I mean, it's kind of the what software do you need? What
Correct.
Helps to extrapolate duplicates or,
yes.
you know, errors or whatever. And so in your planning, do you intend on, especially since you're going to have the MOA and have the resource of the U.S. Census,
mm-hmm.
Are we looking at appropriating monies for a software program that can do it for you and you don't have to do it manually?
Well, I've already contacted the software company going, okay, here are my issues that I've experience with this software. Is there an easier way that I just didn't know? And so they provided me some ways to eliminate the duplications, because if there's two and there's one partial and one complete and they can tell that, just remove the partial and I'll never have to see it.
Before you ever get into the data?
Correct.
Okay. All right. So I'm understanding a little bit more, but I'm sure within the next 5 years, the data will be updated. Not the data, but the software will be updated even more to be able to extrapolate even more.
Correct.
So whenever you're, if you could go back, what are some of the questions that are missing off of our census that you wish was there? Because I know there wasn't anything about water. Like, do you have household, you know, how are you receiving your household water?
Correct. I didn't think about water, but one thing that I added on there is if you are a caretaker of an Osage child, I did not take into account for that. And that is question. There's a couple of questions in there that I've added to take care of that, because as I go through the census now, and it's just something that we missed, being a caretaker for an Osage child, and to let people know that if you are a caretaker for an Osage child, you still need to fill out the census. And there's questions within the census. Are you a caretaker, yes or no? What is the child's membership number?
Okay. Congresswoman Rebar.
Okay, so I think you can tell, I'm kind of like, oh my God. I feel like you had to manipulate a lot of data.
I wouldn't say it's manipulating. I didn't touch the data. I just removed duplications.
Okay. We need to be very clear about that when you do the report.
Correct.
Because I don't want anybody to think that, you know, I think I assumed when I took the census that it was going to be managed in a software system.
And it is, other than the duplications.
So you're not sitting there with an Excel spreadsheet with all this data and going in and...
No, I don't touch the data.
Okay.
I don't touch the data at all.
But it's in a software system.
Correct.
And why is it taking so long to get it? I mean, I get the challenges, but why is it taking so long then for this software to pop out a final report?
So once the duplications have been removed, and I removed 652, but you got to understand that there's another 652 responses that I kept. These are the ones I removed. And so I had to go through each one of the duplications just to make sure, is this partial, is this complete? Remove the partial, keep the complete one. If there's multiple partials, then you got to look at each one of those partials. Which one has the most information, that's the one you keep. Remove the others.
Okay. Well, in attending the community events, I felt like maybe the next time we do it, we have more people. And I think that's why the census did that. They'd go to your home, you know, and walk you through, like, Mr. Congressman Maker, hello, I'm Jody. I want to walk you through the census because just for this purpose, I guarantee you. So I think that we should provide you with more help next time and assistance maybe. And when somebody, because they were just putting their information in the basket, their census, right? But nobody was checking it like, oh, wait a minute, Mr. Maker, you forgot to fill this out or you forgot to do this. So I just feel like you need more manpower next time, and maybe we do a little bit more electronic while we're there, offer maybe one-on-one for those that need help, because I could see that. We want to make it an easy process and a respectful process.
So I was thinking the next time that we do the census is to create a video to show people, like, here's the census, here are the type of questions, and this is how you fill it out. So when we do go to the communities again, we can play the video for them and show them, hey, it needs to be filled out. This is the reason why. This is the challenges that were faced last time. Make sure, even though we put it in all the flyers, we put it on the census itself. Call membership, talk to membership. Make sure this is filled out completely, you know, because this is what happens with partials. This is what happens with completed ones.
Okay. Okay.
Well, I was thinking if on the addresses, you know, when I go, if I ever lose my Players Club card, they're always like, is your information the same? So at any time the nation is in contact with a constituent, that's why we had CRM. Remember, mm-hmm. was that everybody had access to this internal system. So if you call just to, for whatever reason, oh, by the way, since I'd be on the phone, I just want to ensure that I've got your correct address. And maybe we need to start going back to that type of customer service with our folks to just keep pounding it in, because same thing's going to happen with the elections. It's always that way. It's always bad. You know, we always get these bad addresses. And so, you know, we can only do what we can do, right? A lot of folks just forget to update their addresses. And
usually when people move, if they don't go for services here at the nation, updating their address is the last thing they think.
Mm-hmm. So, Ms. Barrow, sometimes it's about how you ask the question about your address. A lot of times it's, could you, Ms. Rebord, could you please tell me what your address is? Not, has anything changed? Do you still live at the same address? Because what if you updated your address a year ago, but you've moved within that year, but you're not thinking that, you're like, yeah, I've been living at this place for 8-9 months. And you don't recall if you updated your address or not. Not everybody thinks like
right.
Jody, like you, like Congressman Maker, you know, about those types of things. So it's more about what question are you asking, not has anything changed in your address? Nope, it's all still the same. That's personally for customer service and for data collection. That's why whenever you call a place and they say, could you please verify your address? That makes them say the address and you're looking at what you currently have in your system. And if it's right. different, then that makes a huge difference than just saying, has your address changed?
Correct. When people would call me and ask if they were getting a card, I would ask them, is your address still this?
Yes.
And then they would say, oh no, I haven't lived there for 2 years. And I go, okay, let me transfer you over to membership department so that you can change it real fast. And then call me back and let me know that you've changed it. And then I can resend you a card.
I'm not surprised that, I'm surprised you didn't have more challenges, in all honesty. But with a new program, a whole new process, not knowing what we didn't know.
Correct.
You know, on what it was going to take and time. And I'm not surprised that it's taking longer and than what maybe we would like for it to take. I'm not surprised. I don't work the day to day, and I'm not going to say that I understand. I just know that when I've had to do things where on, you know, for reporting to the U.S. government for things, I could run a report twice and today and two times tomorrow and the numbers still be different, even in the software, because computers even make mistakes. We know that. And so I'm not surprised that it's been challenging, but you definitely will probably always change it.
Cool.
Even in
right. Even now, I plan
make it
on
better.
Yeah, and I've already made the challenges, a list of stuff to talk to the software people about, stuff that I plan on doing different when we go out and do outreach to the community, and then probably even have the video posted online. So when people, you'll see the census link, and then you'll see a census video, so people can watch that and say, okay, I need to make sure that I need to pay attention to this.
Yeah, because you can hit the high points, like you absolutely have to have. Verify your address. You absolutely have to, or you won't be able to possibly receive if you're going to do that again. I don't know. if you offer food at those community meetings, you'll probably get a lot more folks to come out too.
They did. They did a good job.
We had food.
It was really, really nice. I think that we may want to somehow, reach out to those that did participate in the census and see what they had to say about it. That's always good feedback, or those that actually had to participate in the actual census and maybe give some feedback to them, like what can we do better, or maybe there's a question that we're forgetting to ask because we live in it, all the time. And so.
And that's another thing that I'm hoping to do with once the final report is done, I'm going back to the departments and saying, here's your data. And then have them take a look at it and do another follow-up to say, okay, is this all the information you need? What do I need to add based off a services type of thing that needs to be included besides the caretaker part? Because I know that one would be a big one. And so.
Congressman Maker.
Yeah, that's a really big job. So you got to work really hand in hand with the membership department, because I know they had trouble with their, before this even started, right. They were having trouble with their updating their addresses a lot too, all along.
Definitely hand in hand, because yeah. I'd be on the phone with them. Even before the survey went out, I called them and let them know. I emailed them to let them know, like, you're going to get an influx of people calling, wanting to change it real fast, prepare yourself. And then even throughout the 2 months that the census was open, I would call them and let them know, you know, how's it going? And then after I closed it, I go, how big was it? How did it go? And, you know, a lot of work, a lot of calls they got, a lot of addresses that were updated. And even afterwards, when we were sending out the cards, people would call me and I'd forward them over to membership, call membership, make sure updating their address. So hand in hand, definitely we were in communications for sure.
So tell me, what is the standard for 5 years? I mean, is it just something, is it kind of fashioned after the U.S. Census? And the only reason I ask is, I knew that we did, no, but what is the stand? We did do that in the legislation. Yeah. But I mean, like, what, is it just because you guys wanted to follow that way? I mean, what was the idea about the standard of why we would want to wait 5 years? I'm not saying we should do it more. I'm just saying, what's the idea behind that?
For me personally, it was more in line with our strategic plan, which I'm always going to, you know, support always. I support data and facts, not wants and needs, you know, right. But... or not wants, but more need for our folks. So strategic, I feel like we use the strategic plan. They should complement one another, you know, because your government has needs and wants, but then the household should be driving that. We've just never done that. So I feel like right now, just with, even with the issue, what Congressman Maker mentioned, if you're reminding people to update their address constantly, you'll get people that'll go, oh gosh, I forgot about that. But if there's, it's nowhere in Osage News, nowhere in the Osage Nation social media. Membership's not like championing that effort. Like, hey, let's do this right now and let's start getting addresses updated. Let's start putting it out there. You can do that through text message. We've got all of these media outlets now, and just say, hey, well, what a reminder. Maybe they do it once a year. You know, just a thought, like, hey, every January, start championing this outlet of getting people to remember to update their addresses. It's easy to forget. And you're right, the post office, they definitely will expire on forwarding addresses. So, but, you know, we're always going to have incomplete information as we, you know, to some degree, because people are moving. I mean, right. It's just part of life. So... yeah, that's true. But you can't say if we know we've identified there's a need, right? We've got bad addresses. So who's in charge of ensuring that we get good addresses? So I would support if membership would champion that effort, you know, to do that once a year. And maybe it would help us with, because there is a cost to returning all this. Yes. There's a huge cost with this. But... people aren't going to remember to do it if nobody's on top of it.
Congressman Maker?
Yeah, so do you also work with the Bureau up here with their data, with their census for people who are annuitants? Or do you have anything to do with that at all? And also the Election Board. They get all their updated information directly from the membership.
Correct.
Like for the election coming mm-hmm. up.
They do go.
Everybody who signs up to run, they give you a flash drive of all the current data.
I think right now the election department still uses CRM, so they have to go through membership as well. In regards with the Bureau, no, I haven't reached out to them. No.
Okay, committee, are there any further questions for Ms. Bayrow?
Okay, seeing none, let's keep in contact, Ms. Barrow, because if you're looking at a 2-month time period, you're talking about towards the end of April, the end of Hunka session, or one of our regular sessions that's getting ready, our spring session's getting ready to come up. So we could try to shoot for like one of the final days, because that puts us kind of on one of the final week during Hunka at your 2-month mark. If you could let me know if you're there, if you're not there, if you happen to get it done a little bit earlier.
My goal is to have it within 2 months, but if I get it done sooner, because this is like a high priority for me, you know, currently it's one of the most projects that I work on consistently right now. And so since the cleanup took the most time for me because of all the duplications and looking at the membership information, verifying all of that, since that all that work's done, I'm free just to focus on the data itself. So once I get it done, I'll let you know, because I'm hoping to have it sooner than 2 months.
Okay, great. Then let's just tentatively say that we'll be shooting for a report during Hunka at some time.
Perfect.
All right. Anything else, committee? Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Susan. Appreciate
it. Being flexible today. I appreciate it. Okay. We are at adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn. Discussion. Hearing none. All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. We're adjourned. Yes. Thank you.